Okay, first of all, I want to thank God for still being here, still being alive, to be with my kids, my grandkids, and my husband. I want to ask all my kids and their spouses and their kids that's here to come up right now. Please. It's okay. Come on, Corbin. Come over here,
banana. Come in front of me, baby.
Come over here, banana, baby.
We got a spot for you.
Okay, I really thank God for all my family here. I got nephews and his kids and his wife here too. And I got my friend Sheila here. But I'm especially thankful for my family. Because while I was going through most of this stuff, my family was there for me. So I want to thank God for them. And some of them's got to leave early, so that's why I had to do this first. It was going to be last, but they have to leave, so I've got to do it first. Okay, you kiddos can go back and sit down. And I thank y'all for everything you've done for me so far.
You're welcome. We love you.
I love every one of y'all. Love you.
Hallelujah.
Hi, Nana.
Not yet.
Okay, first of all, I need everybody quiet now because I don't have a loud voice.
Huh?
I don't have a loud voice.
She put the mic close to your mouth, Mom.
Okay, is that better?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to say Satan's trying to kill me. As far as I can think back, and it may be before then, but the closest I can think back was when I was 6 years old. I'd have passing out spells. They never did find out why. I'd just pass out, be on the floor. Mom couldn't find me. So, you know, that's that part of my life. I don't know how long that lasted, but as a little kid, you know, that's scary because you don't know what's wrong with you and you're having these passing out spells. Okay, I think you got to play a song.
Okay, thank you.
And I have a... Is it hit this or I...
You're the same God today, and the same God tomorrow. Help me see the victory you already see. Let my faith be
today,
what it will be tomorrow. When I see the victory you already see. Abundant.
Okay, and the next time that old Satan tried to kill me was when I was 8 years old. Had the mumps and encephalitis together. If y'all don't know what the mumps are, they're this disease comes upon you and it makes your jaws look like this. And then the encephalitis is a sleeping disease. And you mostly get that from mosquito bites. But it comes with the mumps sometimes too. Well, I had to go to the doctor every day and get a shot because they didn't have any hospital rooms open. My brother Lonnie, he's my oldest brother, he would carry me into the doctor. He's 16, I was 8. And then he'd have to carry me in the house when we got back home because I was unable to walk then because I was too weak. Well,
no.
The doctors gave him bad news that day that he took me in, the time I'm telling about now. They told him they had to watch me closely because they didn't have the hospital bed still open. And that there's a chance I could die through the night. My brother laid down on the bed beside me when I got home. And he looked up towards heaven and he just started praying, Lord, don't let my baby sister die. And that's something I'll never forget. He's not here today because his wife's not able to be. Right now she's in a bad shape, so we probably need to lift her up in prayer today. Her name is Frances.
Mm-hmm.
Did I have another song?
There's another one you always want to do together.
The one she's going to sing?
Yeah, whenever you all want to do.
Then I'll go ahead and tell about this.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
The next one is a few years back when Satan tried to kill me with Hep C. And with having Hep C, they said it stayed dormant for years. I got it from being a CNA. Well, I can remember being at my mom's house one day. I think it was for Thanksgiving. And my daughter looks at me and she says, "Mom, can I put makeup on you? You're scaring me. You look like you're going to die." And I didn't die. Once again, Satan lost that battle also. I'm still here. But the big testimony is when I was in the hospital time before U of L at Clark Memorial. And I'm not saying there isn't any good nurses at Clark Memorial or there's not any good doctors there, but most of the ones I dealt with wasn't too good. So the bad outweighed the good at Clark. And while I was there, I had to go in because of I got COVID. Well, while I was there, they put me on the vent the first time because they found blood clots in my leg, our legs. Is that the second map?
No, I gave you Persidex, however you say
it. Okay, first time, I'm sorry, I got it mixed up. The first time that I went on the vent was because they gave me some medicine and anxiety medicine, and it messed with me, and so they put me on the vent. Needless to say, the first time I was on the vent, I was off of it, I think, pretty quick because I wasn't waiting for nobody to pull it out. I pulled it out myself. That's a little bit of my daddy in me there. But I didn't purposely pull it out. I knew it was going to hurt me pulling it out. I probably wouldn't have pulled it out. I wasn't in my right mind. I had COVID brain. Well, then I got off that and was doing pretty good. And then they found the blood clots. Then I went on it again.
When you were on the first time.
You want to tell them for me?
No.
Okay.
When you were on it the first time, that's when they found the blood clots. That's when they told us all the bad things.
Okay. Well, the first time was the blood clots. The second time was the anxiety medicine. That time, I came off of it, and then the third time, I think they gave me some more anxiety medicine, which made me dead for 5 minutes, and they had to bring me back. And then, well, anyways, I was on the vent 3 times. And I came off of it. And if it wasn't for God, I wouldn't have came off of it. But while I was on the vent and I was knocked out, the Lord let me stroll on this earth and talk to my mom, which my mom's been dead since 2019. And I guess I really needed to talk to her at the time. So I seen her and I talked to her and I strolled the streets with her. And I got real scared after they's trying to kill me there. And they've tried to kill me several times, I know. And my kids, I'd ask them to come spend the night with me. Please don't leave me here. I'm so scared. I'm so afraid they're going to kill me. But every time I started thinking about death and going to die, the Lord would come to me. He'd say, "Joy comes in the morning, my child. I'll be there. I'll wake you up. I'm not going to let you die." He says, "You got more stuff here on earth to do for me." And I appreciate my family so much for being there. And it's not just my kid that's here today. My Michael, it's Dallas's son. He's my stepson, but I don't look at him as a stepson. I look at him as a son. He comes spent the night there too when they needed him too. And I just want to thank God for everything he's done and everything he will ever do for me. He's the only one to look to, people. Even through your drug addictions, don't look to those drugs. There's nothing there for you. There's nothing for you in those drugs. Turn to Jesus. He's the answer. He's the answer. He'll see you through. You may not think he will, but he will. He will see you through everything. And I think that's all I got to say, and now my daughter's going to sing a song.
Only because you're making
it. Well, it's okay.
Robbie, I need you to fix this.
No, I
she's
got
sing,
it.
Okay. She's singing two songs, actually.
Okay.
You can put the slideshow.
That's why I need him to fix it.
Robbie, but y'all cannot laugh.
Oh, she sings good. She's just
nervous. I don't. I can't sing.
She's
nobody ever hears me sing. So.
Yeah, well,
I'm going in this office.
Yeah, go ahead and take that off, Robbie.
Nobody's better than me.
Why are you going in there?
I'm gonna break
that. Get out here,
buddy.
Hey,
hey, sit with
April,
me.
April,
come
over here.
With me.
And
I'll hold you.
April, honey, everybody here sing you sing. You sing at a funeral in front of a bazillion people.
I don't want
you
to
close your eyes when you sing.
Okay.
Don't look at nobody.
Okay.
Look at
Jesus. She was in the back of the funeral home that day singing that song.
Yeah, but I hid behind everybody in my hair.
Well, hide behind your mom's hair.
We still saw you. We just thought you were hiding.
We still see you. There's no good hiding, April.
Hey.
Well, let me know when you start that.
Okay, I've got the first one up here.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh.
Tell me the name of your song.
Oh, God.
No music.
Cross the bloodline.
me to sing another one, but I didn't know another one to sing. And the hospital always called. They would call me, they would call Matt, they would call Dallas, and they called one night real late. I was already in bed. And they're like, your mom is really scared.
We're not supposed to give her any
anxiety medicine. She's really, really scared. She's afraid she's going to die. Can any of you come down here? We'll let someone stay the night. So me and Destiny went down there at like 1 o'clock in the morning. And we sat there and sat there and sat there and sat there for hours just trying to calm mom down. She kept freaking out. She would close her eyes and she'd wake up. Don't leave me. Don't leave. Don't leave. They're going to kill me. As soon as I close my eyes, they're going to kill me. Don't leave. And I was like, I have to get home. Mitch has to go to work at 3 o'clock in the morning. I have to go. And then Destiny said, I'll stay the night if I can. Skip school tomorrow. Long story short, Destiny stayed with her. They let her stay. But before I left and before Destiny got a permission to stay, she said, sing me a song. And I looked at Destiny and looked at Mama. I said, oh God, I can't, because y'all are going to laugh at me because I can't sing. I don't like to sing in front of people. And so I sung her a song, and this song is the one that I'm going to sing for her. She wanted me to sing it. But as soon as I sung that song, she said, sing another one. I sung another one. Sing another one. I think I sung maybe 4 or 5 songs to her before I left.
So now you're singing 4 or 5.
No.
She's always got my back. When I look at her, I think I wanna be just like that. Thank you. saying, I'm starting to look like my mother does.
Okay, I want my two daughter-in-laws to come up here for a minute.
You didn't tell her anything, another one.
I need my daughter-in-laws, please. These two are special, as
special
my kids,
ed.
Too.
She said daughter-in-law, honey, not her daughter.
And they've helped me out in different ways, both of them have. Amanda helps me out with, I shouldn't say this because she didn't give me this wig, but she has helped with my hair and stuff. And different stuff in that area. She may not have come to the hospital a lot, but I don't know if she was.
I do.
And then with this one here, she was at the hospital a lot of times spending the night with me. Well, needless to say, I wasn't the best person to be around when I was in the hospital. I told her I was going to slap her face.
You did slap my face.
Oh, I did slap her face.
You told me you were going to rip me in two.
But, you know, I didn't have no strength, so I don't think it hurt.
Didn't hurt.
Oh, God. Okay, that's all I think I got to say, except for we need to pray. And I asked y'all to believe with me. I'm believing that the Lord's healing my leg on my left. One of my doctors wanted to say he wanted to take it off. And I told him that would be the last resort. My life would have to be on the line before it comes off. So that's why I said I'm believing the Lord for the healing in that. And I've already felt warmth from where he's already starting to heal.
I do.
So I just want y'all to know that. And God bless you all. And any of y'all that need prayer, feel free to send us messages and we'll get you on our prayer list. Thank you.
Amen. Amen, Sister Ann. There's something a little bit different here. That was a very powerful testimony from Sister Ann. Thank you for that testimony. From my own perspective, going through it, and that one song, We Need a Miracle, that one particularly jumped out at me when I was sick as a dog at home, you know, believing God for the miracle. When Sister Ann went to the hospital, we found out that the survival rate of someone on a ventilator is less than 1%. Yeah, but the survival rate on a ventilator is less than 1%. Sister Ann survived that not once, not twice, but three times. So God did a miracle. He did it at the midnight hour. And the last thing I'll say before we close with prayer is that I saw an unprecedented level of prayer that was offered. Upwards to over 1,000 people prayed at least one time for her during that. And folks, that's our answer. It's praying. It's pressing into the Father, into His course. Just like those songs we sung this morning talked about. It's as we draw close into the presence of God. That's where we find healing. That's where we find salvation, deliverance.
Amen.
And not just for our own needs, but when we reach out and plead with God on behalf of our country on behalf of this broken world. And folks, this world is broken. It's It's going to hell in a handbasket. And I'm not cussing there. It's literally going to hell in a handbasket. And the answer, the key to revival is for us to press into God. Now, most of us in here and a lot of other people pressed in. And Sister Ann received her miracle. So I would like to finish by just saying, let us continue to press in. Let's not stop praying. Let's not stop seeking Him. And that's all I have to say before closing with prayer. Heavenly Father, we come right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just ask for your mighty anointing to be with us as we leave the service. Just stir us to renewed prayer. We thank you, Father. Give us the spirit of prayer. Give us that boldness, that faith that we can press in. And we can believe you for great mighty things. Give us a burden to seek you for the final great awakening. That as many as are willing to be saved would be saved. That the harvest would be finished. And that you would return to this earth. We pray all this in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, amen.
Made it up.